Welcome back to another episode of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. As we always say, please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. You might be expecting us to discuss Passover, since it starts tonight, but we have 8 days to discuss this holiday, and you might be expecting us to discuss Resurrection Sunday, but we chose to go another direction with this episode because there is another episode that I believe is fairly important to consider. Because did you know that every problem going on in this world today is the fault of millennials? Seriously, that is what I heard. Famine, racism, guns, and the demise of Toys R Us is the fault of millennials. Yes, even the bankruptcy of Toys R Us is the fault of the generation born between 1981 and 1996, because you guys are selfish and not having children fast enough to keep a multi-million dollar business solvent. But perhaps if Toys R Us had changed with the times and been more socially media savvy, they would still be successful and Jeffrey Giraffe would still have a home. By the way, that was their mascot, if you didn't know. But surely it's not the business's fault, or is it? Personally, and even though I am of the Buster generation, I'm growing a little tired of everything being blamed on the generations known as Millennial or Generation Z. Many of the ones of these two generations that I know are fascinated and fascinating, and they're driven. They seek to be world changers, and you guys seem to be hungry for information, especially spiritual knowledge. In fact, I facilitate, but let me emphasize that I don't lead them. I just facilitate a group of millennials who are searching for answers to biblical questions and the spiritual questions of life. Sometimes I start the Q&A, and sometimes the millennials do. And we are looking to take this social media focus group to a real life meeting place or places in the near future. And I hope you'll be on the lookout for Cafe Kahila, which is the Hebrew word for community, in your world, because Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries believes we will accomplish nothing unless we look to those who are younger to lead. But first, I think you need to know how. And interestingly, this Cafe Kahila principle is actually a biblical one. Let me give you a couple of examples. When the older generations figuratively and perhaps literally wet themselves, when the report came back that the Canaanites were giants, and you can read about this in Numbers 13 and 14, and refused to go into the promised land after Passover, your one Passover illustration, God punished the Israelites with years of wandering in the wilderness until all of those over the age of 20, except for two guys, Joshua and Caleb, were dead. In fact, and while the young would have to suffer not for their sins, but for the sins of their parents, they would receive the reward of the promised land, that their parents were too cowardly, scared, wet in their pants over, to receive. And let me read you a verse from scripture. But your little ones, those under 20, which you said would be a prey to those giant guys, them I will bring in. This is God talking. And they shall know the land which you have despised. And that's from Numbers 14:31. And another example from the New Testament is the dynamic that Paul had with Timothy. Timothy, who was Jewish, was raised by his mother and his grandmother because his dad wasn't around. And Paul was the primary protege. His primary protege was Timothy. And despite his young age, probably being in his 20s at the max, younger 30s, was given the huge task of being the pastor of the Church of Ephesus. And let me tell you that being in charge of that church was no piece of cake, because Ephesus was the center of Diana worship in the whole Roman Empire. And Diana worship included every type of debauchery and hedonism that you could imagine. Every type of debauchery and hedonism. You know, people talk about the sins of the world today. Ephesus made them look like Sunday school picnic. And Paul wanted Timothy, he trusted Timothy all over everyone else to pastor the church in Ephesus. And he trusted Timothy to minister to the people of Ephesus and to show them the love of Messiah Jesus. That meant he trusted the young guy more than the old guys. And yeah, that was a lot of pressure for Timothy and for somebody, quote unquote, so young. And it actually caused Timothy to have today what we would probably call an ulcer. And you could read about that in 1 Timothy 5:23. However, Paul gave Timothy some really wise advice. And you can find this in 1 Timothy 4:12. Because Paul told Timothy, "Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believers, to the Christians, in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Basically, Paul was telling Timothy, you're the best example to everybody in Ephesus, in your word, in your conversation, in your love, in your spirit, in your faith, and in your lifestyle, out of everybody that Paul knew. But there's a final and more modern example that happened in all places, pre-World War II Germany. Because there was this young German pastor, because he died before he was 40, named Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was so disillusioned by the older church leadership that just fell in line with Hitler, that he, along with a few other young leaders, established, they left the German church, that they established a whole new German denomination. They left the Lutheran church, which was the state church in Germany. They gave up on it, and they established an entire new German church called the Confessing Church. And on top of that, they established an underground seminary called the Finkenwald. That's a fun word to say in English. To train young Germans to lead the nation after Hitler was deposed. That was their vision. And the dream that Bonhoeffer had didn't happen because he was captured and he was killed by Hitler. But the vision was there because Bonhoeffer realized that it would be up to the young in Germany to bring the nation out of its spiritual and moral morass that the older Germans, the older Christians, the older leaders had led Germany into, that they ended up following Hitler. There's a lesson there. Sometimes it's the older that lead the rest of the world down a really bad path. And that's why Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries has come to realize that we might have reached the same tipping point again in the world today. Millennials and Generation Z are not the future, but they're the present hope. However, you and whoever else is listening, in case there's older folks listening, they do need spiritual grounding and answers, which only one person, Messiah Jesus, can provide. This is why we have established as Sadaka Ministries a website called exploremessiah.... You can find it at www.exploremessiah.com, for those of you who are younger and might be searching, but are as of yet not a part of our social media group called Cafe Kahila, Cafe Community. And I hope you'll check it out and consider the questions that we've posted there. And we are engaging on our social media group because we're exploring those same questions now. Well, we've reached the end of another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And if you would like to ask a question that's at exploremessiah.com or ask your own question, and we might feature it on a future episode, please email us at info@sadakaministries.org. And please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. Shalom, Chag Sameach, Happy Easter, Happy Resurrection, and God bless.